This is Joe Kelly from the KRLD Morning News. As you're listening to the mid-morning mic check, the rest of our team is hard at work in the 24-hour breaking news center. We'll break in immediately with severe weather, breaking news, and traffic red alerts.
And this is Chad Benson. I'll break through the noise and break down the day's top stories coming up at noon.
Now, the mid-morning mic check with Mike Rogers and Austin York on DFW's number one for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1080 KRLD. Depend on it.
So, was your dad a beer drinker when you were growing up?
Not when I was growing up so much. I mean, he did, but it was in college and going into Vietnam and stuff, of course. He was
I just want to ask you, did he have a go-to brand?
I don't know that. I know that he used to say, he got mad once when a six-pack and a pack of cigarettes cost $2. He said, this is just outrageous, these prices.
My dad was a big beer drinker, and one of his go-tos was Schlitz.
They talked about it.
They're going at it for 50 years, 60, 70 years, they're going out of business.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near.
I've heard of it. I don't think I ever had one, though, ever.
Oh, it is nasty.
It's nasty?
It is nasty stuff.
Milwaukee's Best used to be nasty. The Beast.
But back in the day, you know, in the 60s and 70s, Dad was okay with it. It was Schlitz and Lone Star and Falstaff and Pearl Beer.
Okay, back then, were those known as the cheap beers?
No, they were. Because
the premium beers?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That was top shelf stuff. Then.
Good God.
Got a can of Schlitz.
Thank God we didn't grow up in those times. A lot of headaches.
Favorite pizza when you were growing up. A lot of good suggestions here. We got one listener says, where was it? Mr. Gatti's.
Okay.
That's a good one. Pizza Getty in East Dallas. I don't know if that's a chain.
Pizza Getty?
We're looking for.
Man, I'm really behind on these pizzas.
And what else?
Someone did remind us that CC's still around. One in Cleburne.
Cleburne, okay. So they do have a few still going on. You can tell, like I said, they've still got a few Shakey's out in California.
Then Mary called in and said that she used to bring her own pizza to the drive-in movie theater because she had too many kids. She said, we can't afford those prices, so we just made pizza, went to watch a movie.
And then we got this call from Jay.
Hey, guys, how about Mama's Pizza?
Mama's Pizza.
Okay, Mama's Pizza. Where is that?
That might be a Fort Worth.
Okay. Is that, is he not just saying, how about your Mama's Pizza?
We need some clarification, Jay.
My mother tried to make pizza a couple times, and it never worked out. Wasn't Italian?
No, pizza was takeout.
Yeah.
Strictly takeout. The death of Barney Frank, we're talking about that this morning. We got word this morning he has died. Longtime Democratic congressman. Led the fight for gay rights. Crafted some very significant reforms to the financial system. He was 86. He'd been in hospice with congestive heart failure. He was in Congress for 32 years, representing parts of Boston and its suburbs. A self-described left-handed gay Jew.
Okay.
Barney Frank was known for his combative style and his cutting sense of humor, which was displayed once at a town hall meeting with this response to some criticism from one of his constituents.
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and ask to your question with a question. On what planet you spend most of your time? Trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
Barney Frank, he publicly came out as gay in 1987, first member of Congress to do so, and then he got married in 2012. That was another first in Congress. In one of his last interviews, he said he hoped to be remembered for advocating progressive ideals without forcing them on voters prematurely. So someone did an interview with him it was a couple of weeks ago, and he did not look good.
No, in fact, I was just going to mention that. I'm looking up at the pictures that they have on News Nation and other sites. Boy, he was in a wheelchair, and yeah. I couldn't even recognize him. If you said that's Barney Frank, I would have said, what?
I know. He just wasted away.
Yeah.
We've got that K-Post Roofing text line open at 945-766-1080 on the good going away songs for Jason Kidd, because he's gone. He and the Mavericks have parted ways, as they say. And in fact, the new president, the guy who may or may not have fired him.
Oh, he did.
Masai Ujiri.
Get out, buddy.
You got a news conference this morning, just moments ago. talking about their decision to get rid of Jason Kidd.
We need to really work on in one direction and how we build this team and how we create winning. And that's kind of how I looked at it. Just going forward and building winning.
So then he was asked if he had consulted with Cooper Flagg and Kyrie Irving, the stars of the team, before making the decision.
You know, I talked to them, but this decision is not, to be honest, is not on them. I think these guys have incredible relationships with Jason Kidd, you know, and they've communicated well with him. They've communicated very, very well with me. But I think it's very fair to say this decision is on me. You know, I don't want to put that on any player in any way. And nobody else, you know, like in this organization, me and Mike have to really sit down and look at this organization from top to bottom. That includes talking to players and building a relationship with Cooper and known Kyrie for a while, you know, like, and there are conversations with them so they feel comfortable. And I have to explain things to all the players, you know, on these decisions that we make. But yeah, this decision was is solely here, and I take responsibility for it.
Well, Jerry previously hired some first-time NBA coaches, so how much is previous experience going to be a factor in deciding on a new coach?
Yeah, it's an open search. You know, like, it just happened that at that time we thought these were the best candidates. One of them was in-house, which was Nick Nurse, and the other was first-time head coach with Darko. So I think our minds are very open. We're going to look everywhere. Every stone unturned, and we will really look at what's best for this organization, be it first time, be it experience, be it college, be it European, you know, everywhere, be it experience, head coach, whatever is best for this organization going forward is what we are going to look at, and it's going to be very comprehensive.
And by the way, he said that the Luka trade did not play a role in any of this, which...
I don't know. I just remember this tweet. I saw this was very interesting from Henry Abbott. He covers the NBA for True Hoop, and he said this, and I've heard a little bit of this before. I covered Jason Kidd when he played for the Nets. I knew one of his childhood friends. I've been to his house, met his kids, then wife, a Pilates instructor. I have insight from many people who worked with him in his coaching years. This is a great firing.
Wow, okay.
So, not a big fan. And, you know, I've heard about that from people, especially some old players. He could be pretty rough, not easy to get along with, and not necessarily. I've always thought.
So who was that? What was that guy's name?
Henry Abbott from True Hoop.
Okay. Well,
he covers for True Hoop. It's a pretty big publication for the NBA.
AMF.
Anyway, yeah, he let him have it. So maybe that had something to do with it too.
This is. I mean, they talk about the Mavericks. They talk about Project 2028. You heard of this?
That's their year. They're going to win it all.
That they're going to be in a new arena downtown, brand new team built around Cooper Flagg, and they're got so they're building.
Look,
two or three years away.
I think you have to do it. And Patrick Dumont could not have had a worse entry into the market in Dallas because of what everything unfolded. And now he is trying to right the ship, and he's doing it the best he knows how.
And it helped that Cooper Flagg just dropped into his lap.
NBA rigging. Hey, I don't know, but either way, I don't care.
We'll take it. All right, when we come back, speaking of the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, that game one against Oklahoma City, it is already being the superlatives surrounding that game.
People are letting them go.
We're going to talk about that. And the World Cup. By now, you should be aware that the World Cup is coming to the U.S. You should be. But you'd be amazed how many people aren't. We'll be right back.
The Mid-Morning Mic Check with Mike Rogers and Austin York on DFW's number one for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1080 KRLD. Depend on it.
You know, we mentioned this yesterday concerning the performance of the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama, in Game 1 of their Western Conference Finals series with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Pretty nice one.
And just how special it was. 41 points, 24 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 assists.
Pretty good night at the office.
Not bad. Spurs won that game in double overtime. ESPN's Michael Wilbon, who's not one for hyperbole, he says this was an all-time great performance.
Sitting at courtside for 45 years of performances, and this ranks with the best of them. Mm. It ranks with things that we've seen from Shaquille O'Neal, who had 24 rebounds in a game once in his playoff career. Things that Hakeem Olajuwon did. I don't have to just confine it to big men. I mentioned those guys first. Things that Kareem did, but also things we've seen from Kobe. And yes, Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. This is up there in the way he dominated the game with LeBron. It was both ends of the court, and there was genius written all over the performance. There was fire and rage in the performance. It was art. Mm. It was that level of basketball, and it was game one.
Nice.
Colin Cowherd, he went even farther.
Wemby officially became the face of the league. He is now the movie poster for the NBA. Shooting from 30 feet, you got a little Steph. Blocks like Wilt, alley-oops like Shaq. Folks, I don't know how many more boxes he can check. I've seen a unicorn. I'd never seen a Wemby. You are watching two things happen simultaneously. Beginning of a dynasty and the beginning of the greatest basketball player we've ever seen. And the only question is, number one, when does the dynasty start? And number two, cross your fingers at 7'4", can Wemby stay healthy for 12 years and become the greatest basketball player of all time?
Wow. All right. He's already labeling him. Look, I understand because he is a freak. He can shoot from distance. We saw one, he make it just barely across a midcourt and he nailed a three. He can rebound, obviously 7'4", but the big men, man, they always have a problem staying healthy.
That's right. And he's tall and kind of, you know, he's
lanky.
Yeah, kind of spindly. And so
Kareem was that way too. And maybe he can bulk out a little bit.
I guess when you're that tall. And by the way, I read something recently. He's actually getting taller.
Oh,
he's still growing.
You know, he's only 22 years old. That's what's crazy. Mavs fans, that's what Ujiri even said when he took the job with the Mavs. He says, I've got to face this guy for the next 10 years.
That's right.
I got to build a team around that, how to stop him.
And OKC, well, the team, the Western Conference, man, is stacked. Maybe 2028, that's what the Mavs should be focused on.
That's right.
Now, the World Cup, we've already heard a lot about it, and we're no doubt going to hear a lot more in the next month before it actually begins. And yet, you'd be amazed at how many people still have no idea that the World Cup is coming to the U.S.
Huh?
Not a clue. The ticketing website, SeatPick, they were curious about this. Maybe they weren't selling as many tickets as they thought they would. They wanted to know why, so they conducted a survey. They found that nearly one out of every five American adults say they were completely unaware that the World Cup was coming. 19.3% to be exact. Although, it's a lot more than that in some cities. For instance, and this is perplexing to me, San Antonio, number one on the list. That's surprising. Soccer is huge in Latin America. San Antonio with a very high Latino population.
Yeah.
And yet, 58% of the adults surveyed in San Antonio, 58% say they were not aware that the World Cup was coming to the U.S.
That's crazy.
Vegas was second, followed by Indianapolis, Denver, Columbus, Dallas-Fort Worth came in 10th. We are right at that national average of 19%.
That's what I keep saying, man. Soccer is just not on any close to the level it is internationally. I mean, we just don't care about it as much. I think this is going to be nice. I think once it's here, people will be interested and curious. But really, soccer is not anything close to NFL or even NBA, anything like that.
They've been saying that for decades.
Oh,
you just wait.
It's going to take over.
Yeah, we're going to catch on.
And there might be some slight movement here and there, but I don't know.
Well, here's another part of this, sir. Have you ever heard of Mauricio Pochettino? That's okay. If you haven't, that's okay. 76% of the country hasn't. He's the head coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team.
Okay. I love him. Big fan.
And now we know.
Big fan of his.
All right. When we come back, you know, when it comes to high school graduates in Mansfield, this year, it's buy one, get one. We'll explain coming up.
The Mid-Morning Mic Check with Mike Rogers and Austin York on DFW's number one for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1080 KRLD. Depend on it.
Mid-Morning Mic Check continues here on KRLD. If you go to a commencement exercise this year in the Mansfield ISD, look around, because you're going to see a lot of people rubbing their eyes like they're seeing double, because they are. No one really knows why. Maybe there's something in the water. But this year, Mansfield has a record 42 sets of twins.
What? 42?
Graduating across its five high schools.
God.
Not, you know, all 12 grades, just one grade. 42.
That's crazy. Now, that's got to be a record somewhere. I don't know if they ever keep these records. But
how is this possible? Well, without getting into the weeds on fertility and genetics.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, let's bring in Dr. Winston McCowan. He is the executive director of high schools in the Mansfield ISD. He's with us right now on KRLD. Dr. McCowan, good morning.
Good morning to you both.
What? I mean, when did you guys realize that you had a lot of multiples?
Okay, so as we prepare to, as you know, our event is ticket it. And so one of our coordinators was working through the tickets and noticed that in handing out sets of tickets, there were siblings that were involved. And so they were like, there's twins and then there's more twins. And so she brought that to our communications department and said, I think we have a lot of twins. And so our communications department did some research and come to find out the class of 2026 is making history, like you said, with two sets of twins.
42.
Wow. Have you calculated the odds on this?
No, but like you said, though, it has to be in the water because 2022, we actually had 35 pairs of twins and triplets. So it seems like it's pretty commonplace here in Mansfield.
What is going on in Mansfield?
Yeah, and then that's what I was going to say. Is it just twins? We got triplets or quadruplets or whatever?
Yes, sir. It's just twins for this class. But again, in 2022, there was a set of triplets as well.
So now break it down for us. Do some high schools have more than others this year?
Yes, sir. So our largest high school, which is Lake Ridge High School, has 14 sets of twins. Mansfield High School has 10. Legacy High School has 6. Summit High School has 6. Timberview High School has 5. And our Early College High School has 1 set.
I got to ask you this, and I know you said your communication department did a little bit of research. Have they reached out to other parts of the country to see if this is actually a record of any type?
I don't believe so, but that is something that they should definitely look into, because maybe even some Guinness type.
I think so.
We have to. I'm gonna try to do this on air right now. We're gonna look. Okay, one in 33 pregnancies result in twins.
Oh, wow. And so you're beating the odds there by a mile.
Seriously, beating the odds there. Are there any special accommodations for the kids or their parents? I mean, I guess they get. Do they get extra tickets? Are they going to get to go up on stage together? How's it going to work?
So they're going to keep it uniform. They will be recognized, but there isn't any really like special accommodations or anything like that, other than each student gets their own set of tickets, and so that does help that they are able to get double the tickets for their families.
For their families. And let me ask you this: are these twins in general? Do we know? Are they more athletic? Are they in the arts department? Are they band? Anything like that?
They're all across the board, from sports to the arts. It's just a conglomerate of all the different areas in fine arts and sports and academics. They're just across the board amazing students.
And I know that I don't know if you've done this or not, but are most of them boy-boy, girl-girl, boy-girl?
I don't believe we got into that specific. We were just wanting to run down and do the research on how many sets we had.
All right. But it should be quite a sight. When is the next commencement exercise?
So we start tomorrow. Our last day is tomorrow, and then we have our early college and Frontier STEM Academy, Ben Barber Innovation Academy starts tomorrow afternoon, and then we go into Friday and Saturday for our comprehensive high schools.
Dr. McCowan, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. Very interesting. We appreciate the time. That is Dr. Winston McCowan. He's the Executive Director of High Schools in the Mansfield ISD.
Crazy.
And a big fan of the show, too.
Well, good. I'll tell you this. So my mother is a twin, and she always used to scare me. You know, it's in the family. No. So if you have any unwanted pregnancy, you're going to be double the problems, buddy. So that scared the heck out of me back in the day.
I got a niece that's pregnant with twins right now. I guess it's in my family, too.
I don't understand how that in one community, Mansfield, whatever is going on up there. Do we know any? Oh, Iris lives
in Mansfield. She
maybe she
twins.
Could tell us. No, she doesn't.
When we come back, the world's oldest Red Lobster, it's closing its doors.
Those biscuits, man. That's you got to have a biscuit. Those biscuits at Red Lobster.
They are going away for one city. We'll have the story for you when we come back. Mid-Morning Mic Check continues after this.
The Mid-Morning Mic Check with Mike Rogers and Austin York on DFW's number one for news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1080 KRLD. Depend on it.
All right, as we wrap things up here, a little send-off music for Jason Kidd. More suggestions. Hit the road, Jack.
That's probably a good one.
And End of the Road.
End of the Road.
Boys to Men.
I hate that song, oh God.
Favorite pizza when you were growing up.
A lot of suggestions here.
Yeah, now a lot from Mama's, and I was wondering if that was in Fort Worth. I think that's where they started, but we've had listeners tell us that they're in Arlington now, Plano, North Dallas. So some votes for Mama's. Mama's Pizza, I Fratelli.
Okay, that's good. That has a, they cut their things in little squares.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
I suppose you could say that Campisi's is a chain now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few restaurants of those.
Royal Pizza, not familiar with that. Iron Balls writes in, says the best pizza when you're drunk is Totino's.
He would know.
And he says if you're beyond drunk, then it's Totino's with sriracha sauce.
He knows every state you can be in and what kind of pizza level you need.
Got a vote for Marco's, got more Shakey's votes, and Pizza Patron because they take pesos.
I was unaware of that.
Listen, you want something good for dessert, go to Pizza, I don't know about the pizza, but they make churros.
They're good.
At Pizza Patron. Lord.
All right. So is it just loaded with like cinnamon and sugar? And
oh, stuffed with like, it's like a stuffed donut with, you know,
oh,
the cream on the,
oh. All right.
They're really good.
One guy didn't like anything we said. Screw FIFA, screw Schlitz, and screw Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh, wow. I don't even know if we mentioned
that. We never mentioned Pabst.
Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits are good, though. That comes from Facebook.
And speaking of Red Lobster, the oldest location in that chain is closing.
During Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster. With
sad news
spicy.
For Endless Shrimp and Cheddar Bay biscuit lovers. After more than five decades, the oldest continuously operating Red Lobster is shutting its doors. The restaurant in Lakeland, Florida first opened back in 1969 and became a local landmark over the years. Company officials say the closure is part of Red Lobster's ongoing restructuring efforts after filing for bankruptcy last year. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Okay, I'm going to admit something now.
Okay.
This is right up there with me never having seen Top Gun.
Oh, wow. You've never been.
Never been to a Red Lobster.
Back in the day, I always enjoyed it because I do like seafood. And like I said, those biscuits, man, that you have to have those biscuits. And what was the Endless Shrimp?
They sell the biscuit mix at the grocery store. I've bought some and made it before.
Okay.
But I've never been to an actual restaurant, Red Lobster.
Man, it was kind of like a Sizzler back in the day. You love to go to it every now and then. It's kind of a guilty pleasure. Yeah.
I better get on that.
Yep.
Today's May 20th. It was 11 years ago tonight. David Letterman's final show.
I'll be honest with you. It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think.
No, you're not.
20 years ago today, this still hurts to even think about, Kentucky Derby winner Barbaro breaks his leg in the Preakness.
Yeah. Barbaro's being pulled up! An astonishing development here! Barbaro's being pulled up by Edgar Prado. He is out of the race and out of the Triple Crown. He appears to have injured his right rear leg.
Broke his leg. Never recovered. Finally had to be euthanized.
Oh, boy. Take him out back.
Gilda Radner died on this date in 1989. She was just 42. 60 years ago today, it was back in 1966. I bet this was something to see. Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend of The Who started a concert in England without John Entwistle and Keith Moon. They were late. And when they finally showed up, Townsend hit Moon over the head with his guitar.
Ah.
Moon quit the band, but he came back a week later.
Boy, that band partied hard, man, didn't they?
Birthdays today, gotta mention this one, Sherilyn Sarkisian. We know her as Cher.
Do you believe in life after love?
How old is she now?
She met Sonny Bono when she was just 16. He introduced her to Phil Spector, yikes, who used her as a backup singer on songs like Be My Baby by the Ronettes and You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. She was a backup singer on that.
Did not know
Cher
that.
Turns 80 years old
today. You know what?
Today.
I know she's had a lot of work done, but she looks pretty good for 80.
Pretty good, yep. All right, that's it for us. Mike Rogers, Austin York here. It's the Mid-Morning Mic Check. Check out the podcast version of the show if you missed anything today. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'll see you then.